but most importantly, have the source. One thing that I preach is to always purchase your ISBNs, unless you're like, hello and welcome back, or hello if this is your first time. All right, today's video is brought to you by a question that I received from a first-time author. So congratulations, Miss Lewis. And the question reads, I am 23 years old, a college student, illustrator, and an author. I released my first book on Amazon in August. The digital paperback and hardcover versions are available for purchase. My next step is to get my book in stores, but my first question is, am I supposed to use the same ISBN number that's on Amazon for Ingram when uploading my book on their platform, or should I purchase one? Please share with me. I didn't buy an ISBN. I was given one from KDP once my book was completed. My second question is, since KDP formatted and professionally spined my book for me, should I see if they, KDP, can format my book to fit Ingram Spark's requirements since their books are a little bigger? All right, well, thank you once again for sending this question. This is great information to help not only you, but also to help others as well. One thing that I preach is to always purchase your ISBNs, unless you're like 300% that you won't sell your book on your own website, you won't sell your book on any other platform but Amazon or even but Ingram. You purchase your own ISBN. You can go to Boker or Bowker, BOWKER.com, BOWKER.com to purchase your ISBNs. It is one, at the time of making this video, one for $125. They could have some, you know, holiday special or promotion going on. Usually, I haven't seen one, but I know someone informed me that once they have. But generally, they sell them 1, 10, 100,000 at a time. I purchase mine in bulk. And generally, for those authors that we work with, we do assign them ISBN from us. But that does not entitle us to any rights or royalties to your book. So, answering your first question, yes. Purchase your own ISBN. And since you have, make sure I read it here, the digital, paperback, and hardcover, that means you're automatically going to need three different ISBN, one for each version. And so if you were to do an audiobook as well, you're going to need another ISBN for audiobook. All right. And so since, by chance, you've already purchased your ISBN from Amazon, so you're going to need to kind of unpublish the book that you have for Amazon with their free ISBN. When you use the free ones, you're only limited to that platform. Limited to tracking to that platform. Let me say that. Your ISBN is like the social security number for your book. And if you ever wonder how someone is on the New York Best Time Seller or some kind of list that ranks the sales, it's because they are tracking the ISBN. They are tracking that social security number for the book. So whether it's on Amazon, Ingram, Barnes & Noble's, Target, whatever the website platform is, that number is what helps track the sales of your book across, you know, the states or internationally, wherever the book is sold. Now, when you use the free versions, it's free because it's going to be on their platform and it's not going to be tracked on any other platform, okay? So purchase your ISBNs, and what I believe you need to do is kind of unpublish that one that's the free ISBN that you got from Amazon, because once you purchase your ISBN, it's going to be associated to that paperback, that hardback, or that ebook, whichever one you're going to decide to do first. And then you could take that same ISBN and use it on Ingram's platform. All right, so you're going to have pretty much unpublished and then republish the book with the ISBN. All right, so part two, KDP formatted and professionally spined the book. Can you see if KDP, can she see if KDP can format the book to fit Ingram's sparse requirement? This is kind of asking, you know, McDonald's, would they help Burger King with their burgers? Or, you know, another business that's in competition with, you know, each other to help out. You know, you may have someone that has that grace, but more than likely, no, the answer is no. When you got your book done, I'm assuming either yourself, since you are an illustrator, or someone who formatted or professionally puts a book together, tongue-tied, that you have access, or they gave you the source file. So the source file is not the extension with PDF on it. The source file is usually InDesign, so period, I-N-D-D, Photoshop, period, PSD, or whatever source that the person used. So if you have the source file, you are able to go in and reformat or redesign your book cover or book's interior. Without the source file, it's very challenging and sometimes not doable to make the proper edits or changes that are needed. So one, see if you have the source file for your book interior and book cover. Generally, the same, the interior that works for KDP will work for Ingram. However, here, depending on the format size of your book, because the hardcover, at the time of this video, there aren't that many hardcover options that match up to Ingram. Ingram has a lot of more hardcover options than Amazon. So depending on the format size of your hardcover, you may have to do a different size. And so this is why it's important to have the source file. So then if by chance, and I'm just making these numbers up. So if by chance you had a 7x3 on Amazon, you had a book format 7x3 on Amazon, and Ingram doesn't have a 7x3, they have a 7.25. Instead of you having to redo the whole book over again, you just go in and match it up, the Amazon, to be 7.25. So you can have the same format on both platforms. Hope that is making sense. So Ingram, KDP is not going to reformat the book for Ingram. That's something you will have to do on your own. My company, we handle that as well. But most importantly, have the source file. Once again, the extension is not going to be PDF. And if you did it in Canva, go back in Canva and redesign it to fit Ingram Spark's need. So I hope that answer your question and help you out there, others that are watching. So once again, please purchase your own ISBN, bowker.com, B-O-W. K-E-R.com to purchase your ISBN. You are going to need an ISBN for each format. So one book, if it's God's ABCs, and you have a digital paperback hardcover, that's three ISBNs right there that I'm going to need just for that one book. As far as formatting and professionally spine, so formatting the book, KDP is not going to format it for Ingram. Generally, the interior of the book is going to be the same. The issue that you're probably going to come in with is the hardcover, because Amazon's hardcover at the current time in this video doesn't have the same quantity as Ingram. So that may be an issue, but definitely the requirements for the book cover is going to be different. All right, if you guys have any questions, you can definitely email me at hello@ashleymking.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you stay to the end of the video, awesome. My name is Ashley M. King. I'm a self-publishing book strategist, and I help God's people tell their story through writing a book and help them reach the people God has called them to. All right, thank y'all so much for tuning in, and having a blessed day.